You're far away, still you're few steps before me. So tell me why.
The sultry voice of young Sara Vondrashkova there in the song Lay Down, which has launched her from the cafes and clubs of Prague to the silver screen as the title song for the new Czech film noir Vestinu. The jazz student's bewitching contralto and modern compositional sensibility is giving her some well-earned prominence in the next generation of singer-songwriter-composers. Our guest in this edition of One on One, Sara Vondrashkova, tells us, first of all, how she's begun to move away from her home ground in jazz.
The reason why I went to Jaroslavije Conservatory is because I wanted to make jazz music. I really liked jazz, but studying there, I realized it's not what I really want to do, like, because it's always singing jazz standards and like songs somebody else composed. I like it, but it didn't felt like the right thing. So during the 3 years I was there, I started trying to compose my own songs, like just play the piano and think of something, some songs, and it came out like it's the best way for me to express myself through my own songs or lyrics. Yeah.
But still, your music, from what I've heard, is still very, very jazzy.
Yeah.
How does a young person become interested in what I would say is very high sophistication of jazz?
Well, I don't know, because I just started to listen to it. It came to me through Diana Krall, which was the first jazz singer which I listened to. And I liked it the most. I listened to rock music and folk also, but the jazz was like when I was 19, it was the best I knew. So I listened to it more and more, and then I found other artists and composers. But through the years, I found the way, like, to now I listen more to woman folk or women who write their songs on guitar or piano. And I don't know, I listen to jazz now also, but not so much as in the past.
And back to the first question, what specific artists were you and your classmates most influenced by?
Well, for me, it was Diana Krall, like, I don't know, Billie Holiday. But for me, it was singers, but I was in a class with all the musicians. So today I saw a poster of Sonny Rollins. So, or Miles Davis is like the legends from jazz, probably. But we also, what we did in school is like listen to solos of, for example, Miles Davis. And we were writing them into notes. So we were trying to learn how they thought, maybe, why they composed or played the note, like they played it in the time and in the place where they played it. So maybe that was the influence, or trying to understand how the musicians thought when they composed or played.
But it's interesting that you mention primarily old school musicians.
Well, in jazz, I think this is, it's my idea of it. For me, it shouldn't be called maybe jazz, because like jazz is something that was in the period when it
about.
Yeah, I was born. And that was jazz, but now it's something different because the situation is different. Now jazz is somewhere else. It had an evolution. So I think it's not jazz anymore. Like, so now it's something else. I like Avishai Cohen or, I don't know, Medeski, Martin and Wood, but it's something else. And it's good. It's good that it's influenced by now jazz musicians work more with electronic, and it's good. But the pure jazz, I think it's in the past. It's not now.
Well, the name that you've given to your style of music is Never Soul, or to your project. Why? How did you come across that name?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking of a name, and soul came all the time, like in all of the words I thought of. I don't know why. It's like from Spanish, like sun. And then I put the never before it, and it just felt right. But it doesn't have any meaning, or it's abstract. It's more like kind of a feeling, which you should get from the name. And it should correspond with the music that I compose. Shouldn't have the same energy. Or
so it's an atmospheric name, I guess, for what's very atmospheric music. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been playing basically all your life. Yes, you were started playing the piano when you were...
When I was little, like 8. Yeah. And I first played the piano, and through that I got to singing, which then came the main thing I did. I studied conservatory from 15 years, singing, but also like played the piano all the time.
And you also study, as I understand it, culturology, which is a word that most English speakers won't really be familiar with. What all does culturology encompass?
Well, I call it sometimes theory of culture too, but it's interdisciplinary. I don't know if it's word in English.
Mm-hmm, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Everything like philosophy, sociology, psychology, learning about art. And I think, or what I feel, what you should get from it is the thought of maybe life or everything around you. Why is everything happening like it's happening? It's hard to know that. Nobody can know that, probably. But it's a way like to find out why things work, how they work. And for me, especially, it has some... I feel like I'm thinking differently from the time I'm studying it. And it helps me maybe in music, like to read in different books, get different ideas of why life is how it is, and think different way.
Well, you've been playing in Café Valese for a while now, and so you have your fans in and around Prague, but now you've been thrust into the national spotlight with the title song for the new pretty big budget detective film Vestinu. How did that come about?
Well, it came about from Jan Muchov. It is a year ago when we started to work on my songs, and we did a song for the film, and David Andrzejczyk liked the song, so it just happened to be there.
But was it purpose made for the film, or was it chosen for the film?
Well, it was on piano, and the melody existed, but it was made like for the film, like the whole arrangement and the atmosphere, and the thing was like for the film. I just played it on piano, and it didn't have the mood like it has now.
Has all the qualities of a hit, I think, in my view. And I should say this is also the film that's been chosen to represent the Czech Republic in the Oscar selection. So many English speakers will be hearing it, And you sing in English. Is,
yeah.
What's the connection with English and music? Do you sing in English because you like it?
Well, it's for me, it sounds maybe weird because I'm Czech, but it's like natural. It comes maybe because I listen all the time to English in the songs. I hear English. So maybe the phrases just come out of my mouth really naturally. I just play and sometimes not even words come out, but when I listen to it, I hear English words and then I write the lyrics. And in Czech, it's maybe I would like to do something in the future in Czech, but for me, it's very hard because the Czech language is, it doesn't just come out so easily. And I think it's very hard to write like intelligent or something that makes really sense in Czech. For me, it's much, much more harder and it feels natural. In English, I don't know why.
And so now you're putting together the songs for an entire album for your first debut album. What can we expect from that album?
Well, all the songs they're maybe not much happy because when we sometimes play, people are like, "Oh, it's always like so dark," and I don't feel it dark. It's just for me when I compose. I try to find a harmony which like suits the mood I'm in, and I always come up with songs like when I'm maybe not much happy or think about like something not deep but something that makes me like think about like some issue or I don't know. So the lyrics it's about relationships and things I think about. For me, the lyrics are very, very important, and the music just goes like when I feel it's right, like the chord or the melody, I just put it and the songs come out like that. Some are like 3 years old already, some I compose like now, some are not even composed, so. But I think it will be like me, I hope so. All the songs come from my feelings, so I hope it's gonna make some compact thing.
And Lay Down, does it have much personal significance for you, or?
Yes, it actually is one of the oldest things maybe I composed, like one of the first. And maybe because people like it, it's very important for me like to go on. Because when I was playing in Vlasa, I just started and didn't know if my songs are good or like if people will even like want to listen to it. So for me, when people come and they say it's nice and they like it, for me it's really important, like sign to go on and to compose and to work on it. Like it's the right thing probably to do.